Page 48, measure number 24-440, Jefferson Rural Fire Protection District, referred to the people by the Jefferson Rural Fire Board. 5-year local option tax for operations. Question, shall the district levy taxes of 38 cents per $1,000 of assessed value for 5 years beginning 2019-2020? For operations, this measure may cause property taxes to increase more than 3%. Summary, Jefferson Rural Fire Protection District provides ambulance, EMS, and fire response within a 97-square-mile area in Marion and Linn counties. In 2018-2019, the district experienced a significant decrease in property tax revenues after a change in the service area. The board conducted a review of the district and identified several needs, such as replacing a 2004 ambulance, a 1982 water tender, station maintenance, equipment maintenance, and improved staffing. With the reduced revenues and identified needs, the Board of Directors is asking the voters for a 5-year local option levy with a tax rate of 38 cents per $1,000 of assessed value. Homeowners with the average assessed value of $190,000 at the proposed amount of 38 cents per thousand would result in a homeowner paying $72.20 in property taxes. This measure would raise approximately $260,777 in 2019-2020, $268,600 in 2020-2021, $276,658 in 2021-2022, $284,958 in 2022-2023, and $293,507 in 2023-2024 for a total of $1,384,500. The estimated tax cost for this measure is an estimate only based on the best information available from the county assessor at the time of estimate and may reflect the impact of early payment discounts, compression, and the collection rate. No arguments were submitted in support or in opposition to this measure. Measure 24-440, Jefferson Rural Fire Protection District Explanatory Statement. Jefferson Rural Fire Protection District provides ambulances, EMS, and fire response within a 97-square-mile area in Marion and Linn counties. In 2018-2019, the fire district experienced a $275,000 decrease in property tax revenues after the city of Millersburg withdrew from the fire district. In response, the board made several budget cuts to compensate for the loss of revenues, which included reducing one full-time position to half-time, reducing a reserve account, and additional operation reductions. The board conducted a review of the facilities, apparatus, and staffing to identify the immediate and long-term needs of the fire district. It was determined that replacing the aging facilities and equipment would require $14.5 million. The board of directors would like to start addressing these needs as the fire district, but realizes it can't be done all at once. A 5-year local option tax provides the most flexibility to address facility maintenance, operational, apparatus, and staffing needs. The fire district wants to replace a 2004 ambulance, purchase one new tender to replace two 1982 tenders, increase facility and apparatus maintenance, and make improvements to the part-time staffing. The Board of Directors is asking the voters to approve a 38 cents per $1,000 increase for the next 5 years beginning July 1st, 2019 and expiring June 30th, 2024. This measure would raise approximately $260,777 in 2019-2020, $268,600 in 2020-2021, $276,658 in 2021-2022, $284,958 in 2022-2023, and $293,507 in 2023-2024 for a total of $1,384,500. Homeowners with an average assessed value of $190,000 at the proposed amount of 38 cents per thousand would pay $72.20 in property taxes. The revenue generated will allow the fire district to continue providing ambulance, fire, and EMS services at current levels and upgrade an ambulance and water tender. Without the increased revenue, the fire district will need to make additional reductions in services and staffing. The estimated tax cost for this measure is an estimate only based on the best information available from the county assessor at the time of the estimate. Information submitted by Kevin Hendricks, Fire Chief, Jefferson Rural Fire Protection District.